heads and check the file. Let's see who bit the dialect the style. I flip the script so it can't get filed. At least not now, it'll take a while. I change the pace to complete the beat. I drop the bass to MCs get weak. For every road they trace is a scar they keep. It's when I speak, they freak, sweat the technique. Technique. I made my debut in 86 with a melody in a president's mix, and I would stay on target and refuse to miss. And I still make hits for beats, parties, clubs, and cars and jeeps. My underground sound vibrates the streets. MCs wanna beef, then I play for keeps when they sweat the technique.
While I'm on some pretty tones, verbal assassin, my architect pleases. When I was 12, I went to hell for snuffing Jesus. Nasty Nas is a rebel to America. Police murderer, I'm causing hysteria. My troops roll up with a strange force. I was trapped in a cage and lit out by the main source. Swimming in women like a lifeguard. Put on a bulletproof strike card. Kidnapped the president's wife without a plan. And hanging like the Ku Klux Klan. I melt mics till the sound waves over. Before stepping to me, I'd rather step to Jehovah. Slamming MCs on cement, cause verbally, I'm iller than an AIDS patient. I move swift and uplift your mind, shoot the gift when I rip and rhyme. Rapping sniper, speaking real words, my thoughts react like Steven Spielberg's. Poetry attacks, paragraphs punch hard, my brain is insane, I'm out to lunch guard. Science is dropped, my raps are toxic, my voice box locks and excels like a rocket.
Why? 'Cause you can't touch them, Master J. 'Cause it's number one. Stylistic, we back in the house. I'm gonna see if we have a special guest on the line. Let me just pull him up right quick. There we go. Yo. Hold on, I'm texting people. Yes, my man. There we go. Oh, beautiful. That was the stingiest button I've ever pressed in my life. Yo, is our guest up in the spot?
Yo.
Yes, Gruzo, what are you saying?
Chilling, what's going on?
Alright, we have a special guest. It's our man, you know, Toronto legend DJ Grouch from the Camp X crew from Turnstiles, talking about DJ Rock Rada. And I know you called into the halftime show down in New York City yesterday.
Yes.
And gave your thoughts on you know, his legacy and your interactions with him. Let the people know, like, how you met him and what his relationship was with Turnstiles, with you, Jazz, and D.
Well, we met Rock Rada way back in 1996 at the Canadian DNC Finals in Toronto at Club Oz. And for those who don't know, basically that year, we swept the DMC Finals. D-Scratch coming in first place, Lil Jazz in second, and me coming in third. And Rock Rada happened to be the judge, along with Total Eclipse, both from the Executioners. And yeah, man, I mean, we definitely left a mark on Rada and a good impression. And the relationship started from there, you know what I mean? Like, he instantly connected because he saw, you know, how we were influenced by him and the X-Men, you know what I mean? Like, our style was, you know, like, real similar, but with, you know, our own twist to it, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
And, yeah, ever since then, man, every time he would come down in the city, he'd check for us and, you know, he'd come to D's or we'd hang out at the spots we were performing at or competing at or whatnot. And the same thing, we go to New York when we compete out there and or, you know, we go out there for whatever and we chill out and stuff, you know what I mean? And mm-hmm. it was always a good relationship like that, you know. He was real mad cool, humble dude, you know what I mean? And when we went out to Amsterdam to compete at the ITF Finals in 1998 for the team battle, you know, him and Sinister were judging as well, and we were one of the only crews that had brought up equipment to practice in our hotel room. So him and Joey would come out, you know, and you know, we'd smoke and we'd throw down and practice. You know what I mean? So,
that's crazy. That's like getting on the practice court with some of your idols if you're a baller.
Exactly. So, and you know what, Rock Rada was one of the most humblest people I've ever met in my life, man. Like, I don't know, like, just seeing the way he is, like, you know, he's a showman when he's up there. He's cocky. He does his thing. But once he's off stage, he's just Anthony, you know what I mean? He's just a regular dude, and he's real humble, man. And that is what makes him a true legend, you know, and a grandmaster, you know what I mean?
And, you know, as a DJ yourself who also has done the transition from, you know, battle scratching to scratching on songs, it's not an easy transition for a lot of dudes to make. Talk about, you know, some of the songs he scratched on and that side of his legacy, too, because a lot of people don't know that.
Yeah, man. I mean, it's especially, you know, like, if you're rooted in hip-hop, like, you know, and you're not just a battle DJ, you'll definitely be able to make transitions. And definitely Rock Rada was a guy like that, you know what I mean? He's hip-hop to the bone, you know what I mean? His pops was in a old-school, hip-hop group called Mean Machine, who were on Sugar Hill, you know what I mean?
Oh, so cool.
He was hip-hop to the bone, you know what I mean? But, yeah, man, he cut on, you know, OC's Time's Up, one of the most classic hip-hop songs ever, you know what I mean?
It's very classic.
And he also cut on Big Pun featuring Havoc and, with Prodigy and Inspector Deck, Tres Leches, you know? So
crazy.
Cut on that. Cut on a bunch of things. Artifacts, Come On With The Get Down, I believe, the remix.
Yeah, we had a set just previously. It was crazy to hear all of those things, you know?
Yeah, so it's crazy, man. Like, he definitely did his mark. And then, you know, he was a no producer, man. He produced the E Brothers Funky Piano off the Drive soundtrack. He, you know, did a bunch of joints. Jungle Brothers, How You Want It, I Got It. And then, you know, he did a lot of the majority of the beats with Rob Swift on the Executioner records. And, you know, he definitely left his mark. And then all the battle records he put out, you know what I mean? Like, the man was really talented, man.
So you might be heading down there to check out, what is it, a memorial or something like that?
Yeah, they're going to have a benefit for Raider on the 22nd of October in New York City. I believe at B.B. King's.
Okay,
so, you know, he leaves behind three kids and a wife, you know what I mean? So, and as you know, what's going on in the States right now with healthcare and all that, I mean, there is no healthcare, you know, like, I mean,
it's true.
Like the way we have it over here, you know what I mean? So you can imagine how much money was spent on the man's bills alone. The man was in the hospital, had surgery, you know what I mean? And, yeah. It don't matter that you're making all kinds of money. Like, it doesn't matter, you know, like, money. Look what happened to Dilla, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
You know,
and it's another kind of little lesson to the fans out there that, you know, it's a human thing too. You know what I mean? Hip hoppers are also not just icons, but they're also you know, normal people.
Yeah, it's true. I mean, we're not. Hold on. Sorry.
Ah,
we're not
okay.
You know, nobody's invincible, you know what I mean? You know, as sad as it is, you know, we're born to die, you know what I'm saying? So
mm-hmm. And one last thing, I guess, before we dip out, I was just talking about the importance of celebrating dudes while they're alive, and women, whoever it is, that are pioneers. You yourself, real humble dude, when you were coming up in the game, besides Rock Raider, who were some of the dudes that you just had to say, you know, what up to, even if it gassed their head or if they acted good about it? Like, who are some of the people you said, I have to go tell these people how much influence they had on my style?
Well, another humble dude is basically the man that started it all, Grand Wizard Theodore. He's the guy who invented the scratch, and I mean, he's the most humblest guy you could ever meet, man. I met him, you know, back in like 97 in New York, the Rock City anniversary. I competed in a battle out there, and you know, I didn't win. But he came up to me, and he just came up to me and started bigging me up, telling me, you know, how funky I was and all this stuff. And I'm like, and I looked at him like, I'm like, dude, man, I mean, that's amazing for you to tell me that, you know what I mean? I'm in shock and awe, you know what I mean? You're like my father, you know what I mean? If it wasn't for you, I wouldn't be doing this, you know what I mean?
That's crazy. Well, that's dope, man. And I definitely go check that out in NYC if anyone wants to Google that as well. B.B. King's, you said it was at, right? So
yeah.
And that's a public
October
thing. Yeah, I think you can buy tickets for it and whatever.
Exactly. I'm pretty sure you can buy them at the door and whatnot, too.
IG, well, you know, take care of your little one. I see he's doing the ad-libs in the background.
Yeah. just getting in, you know?
He's the 2000 DJ version of DJ Grouch. So big shout-outs to my little man, Cruz, you know?
No doubt, man.
IG, bless up.
Yeah, man, big up to you and Sweet Touch and FaZe and everybody.
Trust. Bless.
All right, peace.
That was our man, DJ Grouch. And, you know, that was the funniest. When I was hitting the phone, it was almost like 91 St. George didn't want to let go. You know what I'm saying? It's like, I will not let you do this phone interview without a hitch. But thank you, 91 St. George. I know your ass is going to be knocked down in a matter of days. So for you to represent on that behalf was cool. DJ Grouch, man. The big homie, as I call him. You know what I'm saying? And once again, shouts to Rock Raider. If you want to check out that show, New York City, go head down there. I might do it myself. October 22nd, B.B. King's benefit for the family of Rock Raider, and to celebrate the legacy. That's what's up. We're going to celebrate some hip-hop music for five more minutes. We got our man, Juddy Max, Magic in the house, Drill Squad. They are going to be moving as well. And during their show, you might even hear some little tidbits about what the experiences were like in this building. Who knows? We took that from Island Breeze. We did a little something with it. So maybe Dreddy will do that too. You know, let you know some of the guests that came up in here and some of the cool things that happened. But other than that, Sweet Touch, take us home, baby. We here till 10 and then we out. 416-946-7800. Stylistic, baby. One love.
Why you lying for? I know where you live. I know your folks. You was a sucker as a kid. Your persona's drama that you acquired in high school and acting class. Your whole aura is plexiglass. What's the face told me you shot this kid last week in the park? That's a lie. You was in church with your mom. See, I know. Yo, slow your roll. Get it good to go. Guys be lacking in this thing called rapping just for dough. Of course, we gotta pay rent so money connects. But I'd rather be broke and have a whole lot of respect. It's the principle of it. I get a rush when I bust some dope lines over. That maybe somebody will quote. That's what I consider real in this field of music. Instead of putting brain cells to work, they abuse it. Non-conceptual, non-exceptional. Everybody's either crime-related or sexual. I'm here to make a difference. Besides all the ripping, the traps I'm not sticking. Rappers stop tripping for those who pose lyrical, but really ain't true, I feel.
named Giuliani. You can try to rhyme me, analyze, but can't define me. My mind's divine, heavily entwined with Gandhi's far from feeble. I leave in nostrils hard to breathe through, cause my cerebrals are more of a high plane than the Hebrews. My mic devotion brings out my deepest emotions. Overdosing wannabes posting, sending them through convulsions. Too hard to follow, you took a bite but couldn't swallow. Your mind's boggled, but I'm as deep as Donald Goins' novels. My whole persona's kinda lay back like a bacana. And since I'm honor, I've been fucking with marijuana. Wait me here, my skin got a money getting clear. Strictly man, it's weird, macking off again, it's fear. So where it all begins is here. Destiny and me finally meet, so how could I be weak? I'm rather unique.